This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the crucial role of the Indian diaspora in transforming the country into a developed nation by 2047. The Prime Minister praised the diaspora for its significant role in global development and for their contribution to India's growth story. He was addressing a gathering after inaugurating the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Devas Convention at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. Prime Minister Modi highlighted the role of Indian values in gaining global respect for the diaspora. He also flagged off the inaugural journey of the Pravasi Bharatiya Express, a special tourist train for the Indian diaspora under the Pravasi Tirth Darshan Yojana. The train will take Indian diaspora members to various religious and tourist destinations across the country over 3 weeks. The event was attended also by Union Ministers S. Jayashankar, Jualorum, Dharmendra Pradhan and Ashwini Vaishnav, Odisha Governor Hari Babu Kambhampati, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, among other dignitaries. Chief Guest and President of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, also virtually addressed the diaspora at the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at the Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said the Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the bioeconomy gives space to sustainable development, and in the past 10 years, the bioeconomy of the nation has grown significantly. He said that in 2014, the bioeconomy of the nation was valued at $10 billion, which has now increased to more than $150 billion. Mr. Modi highlighted that in the past 10 years, special attention has been given to research and innovation in the nation. He added that India has created a special identity as a pharma hub in the world. He said free treatment is being provided to crores of people and better health infrastructure is being developed. BJP President JP Nadda today held a meeting with the party's Delhi Election Management Committee. The meeting, held in the national capital, was to fine-tune the party's strategies for the assembly polls. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva, party in charge Bejayant Jayapanda, were among other senior leaders who attended the meeting. Mr. Sachdeva told media after the meeting that Mr. Nadda assessed the election preparations and gave suggestions. He accused the AAP of trying to register illegal voters in Delhi. On the other hand, AAP senior leader Arvind Kejriwal met the Election Commission in New Delhi today, alleging that fake votes are being created by bringing people from other states. Mr. Kejriwal said he has brought to the notice of the commission that 13,000 applications have been added in the last 15 days. He alleged that BJP candidate from New Delhi Assembly constituency Parvesh Verma is organizing job camps and openly distributing money. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal launched the 8th edition of the National Programme for Organic Production in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, he said organic farming has become a powerful medium for generating better income and employment, adding that the income of farmers has increased through organic farming. The minister added that currently the export of organic products is worth 6,000 crore rupees, which is expected to rise to 20,000 crore rupees in the next 3 years. Around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the Republic Day parade this year. These guests include sarpanches, disaster relief workers, best performing water warriors, handloom and handicraft artisans, Mann Ki Baat participants, My Bharat volunteers, guests from northeastern states, and best startups. The Defence Ministry has said some of the invited guests are carrying out exemplary work to ensure income and employment generation through self-help groups. In Malaysia Open Badminton, Indian shuttler H.S. Pranoy has lost in the men's singles pre-quarterfinals in Kuala Lumpur today. He lost to China's Li Shifeng. In women's doubles pair off, Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand also exited the competition in the round of 16. And with that, we end this news bulletin.